This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Good afternoon. Leading us in prayer today is Wade Mobley of the Living Word Free Lutheran Church in Sioux Falls. Following the prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Shireen Brazel of Watertown and Shiloh Day of Highmore.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for this body. And I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would grant wisdom to this body, that each one would be here for the principle of servant leadership, Lord, and that they would lead our state. We ask, Lord, not that you would bless our decisions, but that we would make decisions that you can bless. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howey, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jersted, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 30th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, please join Senator Bradford and welcome to the Senate Gallery the HEDOG Student Council. They are Sheila Lucier, Montana Knife, Raymond Burningbreast, Carly Olson, John Neck, Joshua Ironshell, and the moderators are Andrew Hayes and Marion Kotz, and their principal is Deb Fraser Boyd. Would you stand and be recognized?
They're not here yet.
Not here yet. All right. Well, we'll keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Senator Valley asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate Gallery the Rockport Colony School, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and their parents, and Jean Morrison, their teacher. Would you stand from Rockport and be welcome? You're welcome. Senator Brown asked the Senate welcome to the Senate Gallery Vicki Day, who is the mayor of Highmore and, more importantly, the mother of our page, Shiloh Day. Vicki, welcome. We'll move now to communications and petitions.
February 26, 2009. Mr. President and members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that on February 25, 2009, I approved Senate Bill 20, and the same has been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1149 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bill 1067 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bills 1241 and 1254, which were amended, and recommend said bills do pass, and House Bill 1297, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Cooper Garnos, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1167 and recommends said bill do pass. Larry Roden, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1166 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bill 1101 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Jean G. Abdallah, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bills 1265 and 1268 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1060, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass. Russell Olson, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 6, 7, 22, 29, 31, 61, 65, 84, and 101, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 24, 27, 28, and 123 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 11:05 a.m. March 3, 2009. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Concurrent Resolutions 3 and 6, in which the House has concurred. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bill 6, 7, 22, 29, 31, 61, 65, 84, and 101, which have passed the House without change. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 1 and 105, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1012, a concurrent resolution supporting the exploration and development of energy resources. Senator Dempster moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1012 as found on page 517 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. House Concurrent Resolution Number 1012 is a current resolution that talks about the exploration and development of energy resources. It talks about the future growth of the United States economy requiring a wide variety of energy sources. Talks about energy with respect to the United States and its long-term policies. It's important that you know on page 2, line 7 of this resolution that it says, whereas vast energy resources in the United States, including hundreds of millions of barrels of oil and trillions of cubic feet of natural gas, lie undeveloped in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve and elsewhere on Alaska's North Slope. It's also important that you know that on page 3, the last paragraph of the resolution, it says, this South Dakota legislature urges the President and Congress to support legislation and regulations that allow safe and responsible domestic energy exploration, development in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve off Alaska's shores, in the continental United States and in the outer continental shelf, and new refining facilities such as the Hyperion Energy Center in Union County, South Dakota. I urge you to join with me and adopt this resolution.
Further remarks on the motion? Seeing none, the motion is Senator Dempster's motion that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution Number 1012. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Edelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
No.
Bartling?
No.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Hanson
Tom? Hanson Gary?
No.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
No.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff? Jerstead?
No.
Klocek?
No.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
No.
Miles?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
No.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson? Roden? Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry, Valley.
No.
Mr. President, there are 22 ayes, 12 nays, 1 excused.
Excuse me. So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, and the motion is carried, and HCR 1012 is concurred in. Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the standing committees on appropriations on House Bill 1081 is found on page 570 of the Senate Journal. Also, State Affairs on House Bill 1276 is found on page 571 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Motion carried. Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, at this time I would like to move that we re-refer House Bill 1276, whose committee report was just read and adopted, back to the Senate State Affairs Committee. This is a bill that was hoghoused in committee. I think there was a feeling that the subject matter deserved a hearing, and so I'd move at this time to re-refer 1276 back to State Affairs.
Second. Moved and seconded to re-refer House Bill 1276 to State Affairs Committee. Remarks on that motion? Any questions? Those in favor of the re-referral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1009, an act to require certain tax refund claims for construction projects and certain documents and records in support of tax refund claims for construction projects to be filed within certain time periods. House Bill 1112, an act to establish certain restrictions and requirements related to encumbrances on wind easements. House Bill 1121, an act to establish certain procedural requirements related to the relocation of electrical lines, communication lines, and pipelines. House Bill 1129, an act to ensure the integrity of pipelines to be used for the transportation of carbon dioxide for the purpose of enhanced oil recovery or geologic carbon sequestration. And House Bill 1145, an act to revise provisions related to the waiver or reduction of certain special assessments. House Bill 1243, an act to modify the requirements regarding the ownership and use of local government endowment funds.
Items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee with unanimous due pass recommendations and no dissenting votes. Thus, no debate is permitted on any of the consent calendar items. Only questions for clarification are permitted. Any questions on any of the consent calendar items? There will be one vote then to cover all consent calendar items. As your name is called, those in favor of the consent calendar say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Heideprim, aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Unhoff,
aye.
Jerstead, Klocek, Knudsen,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry, Valley. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the consent calendar items have received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and are declared passed. Any questions on any of the titles? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I am signing them in your presence. House Bill 1057, an act to revise the maximum reimbursement for workers' compensation burial expenses. House Bill 1080, an act to revise certain provisions relating to internet and mail order sales of cigarettes and tobacco products. House Bill 1103, an act to revise certain provisions regarding limited partnerships and limited liability companies related to the rights of judgment creditors. House Bill 1122, an act to require that prosecutors notify victims of domestic abuse regarding the status of their case. House Bill 1123, an act to remove certain sanctions related to public assistance for certain felony drug offenders. House Bill 1134, an act to require notice of the cost of certain public notices. House Bill 1138, an act to provide for the defeasance of the Commission on the Status of Women. House Bill 1150, an act to revise certain requirements for any person to sell motorcycles at an event and to provide a penalty for violation thereof. House Bill 1155, an act to require the testing of blood samples of suspects of sexual assault be initiated within a specified time. House Bill 1158, an act to revise certain provisions relating to private placement policies. House Bill 1197, an act to allow single-family dwellings that are under construction or listed for sale by contractors to be classified as owner-occupied single-family dwellings for the purpose of taxation. House Bill 1202, an act to permit certain persons with insulin-treated diabetes mellitus to get an endorsement on a commercial driver license to drive a school bus. Excuse me. House Bill 1205, an act to permit an applicant for a responsible broker's license to complete the required 15 hours of education beyond the broker associate level after licensure as a responsible broker. House Bill 1231, an act to increase the exemption on the proceeds of the sale of certain homesteads. House Bill 1238, an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water and environmental purposes, and to declare an emergency. Also, these Senate bills have passed both houses, and I'm signing them in your presence. Senate Bill 6, an act to revise certain requirements regarding the code. Senate Bill 7, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2008. Senate Bill 22, an act to authorize counties to borrow funds for the construction and operation of solid waste management facilities through the issuance of revenue bonds and to set rates in an amount sufficient to retire the bonds. Senate Bill 29, an act to revise the requirements for replacement or discontinuance of group life insurance policies. Senate Bill 31, an act to revise certain labeling requirements for gasoline or gasoline blends. Senate Bill 61, an act to update certain citations to federal regulations regarding pipeline safety inspection. Senate Bill 84, an act to revise certain provisions relating to collateral real estate mortgages. And Senate Bill 65, an act to revise certain provisions relating to child support. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions. Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, at this time I'd like to move that we defer action on House Bill 1240 until Wednesday, March 4th, and then also to move up House Bill 1270 to precede House Bill 1025 on today's calendar.
Moved and seconded by Senator Knudsen to defer action on House Bill 1240 until Wednesday, that's tomorrow, the 32nd legislative day, and also to move consideration of House Bill 1270 up on the agenda to precede House Bill 1025. Remarks on that motion? Senator Bradford.
I urge you to resist moving 1240. I see no reason why we shouldn't deal with House Bill 1240 today. It's had a good hearing. It's time. I'm sure that if I was absent, deal on it. I urge you. I think this bill should be taken care of today, and I'd urge you to vote no.
Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, this was an extremely close vote the first time we voted on this issue. Senator Berry, Turbeck Berry, who is interested in this issue, is absent. I think it's only courtesy that we would give her the opportunity to return. She's unavoidably delayed by storms, and I urge the body to approve the motion.
Further remarks on the motion? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Knudsen's motion that we defer action on House Bill 1240 until tomorrow, and also that we move House Bill 1270 up on the calendar to precede House Bill 1025. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
House Bill 1251, an act to impose an additional tax on the proceeds of Deadwood Gaming.
House Bill 1251 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. This bill has been hoghouse to reflect a compromise that was reached between the governor's office and the Deadwood Gaming industry. The governor mentioned two sources of revenue from Deadwood in his revised budget message. One was changing the city-owned nickel slot machines to pennies, which is House Bill 1118 we'll hear about shortly. And the second part was the original proposal to raise... Thank you, Mr. President. The second part was of the original proposal was to raise the device fee on slot machines, poker, and blackjack tables from $2,000 a year to $3,000 per year. This would have been crippling to some in the industry and fatal to others. Now, this new proposal, 1251, has been reconsidered and after meetings with representatives of the gaming industry and the governor's office, and has been amended not to raise the device fee, but instead to impose an additional 1% on the adjusted gross revenues from Deadwood casinos. This would raise the tax from 8% to 9% and would go directly to the new tax would go directly to the general fund on a monthly basis. Based on the gross revenues of FY 2008, this would raise approximately $1 million per year for the general fund. This version of the bill was supported in committee by representatives of the Deadwood gaming industry, and there were no opponent testimony in either the House or the Senate committee. All that said, I'll just conclude by reminding everyone that Deadwood has tried to do their part. Since 1989, $54 million to the state through the Gaming and Racing Commission, Tourism, State Historical Society, and the General Fund, $8 million to Lawrence County, $1.5 million to Lawrence County Schools, $1.5 million to the communities of Leeds, Spearfish, St. Ange, and Whitewood. With that, I encourage your support of 1251. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1251? Senator Bradford?
President, I just have to say a little bit. I'm very much for this bill, and really I appreciate the fact that the governor is behind this. The only thing is I have to make it known that the governor has been very lax in negotiating with our tribal casinos. Now, I'm not saying that all I need to do is make this known that the negotiation part, nobody knows what the tribal casinos might have done. You know, if you negotiate, perhaps they would have helped the state of South Dakota. But if you don't even negotiate, then it's not really fair. And I guess I got just trying to make that point here that this is a great bill. It's a great thing. But I think my people deserve the same kind of respect, and it just hasn't been done. And I want to make that a matter of record. Thank you for your time.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of House Bill 1251. Because this bill does increase a tax, two-thirds affirmative vote is required. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
No.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Bray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead? Unhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek-Berry, Valley, Senator Gillespie. Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, one nay, one excused.
House Bill 1251 has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is agreed to. Members of the Senate, I neglected to read one bill which has passed both houses of the Senate, of the legislature, and I'm signing it also in your presence. Senate Bill 101 Act to clarify the school residence of a child assigned to an approved out-of-district special education residential or tuition day program when the residence of the child's parent or guardian changes. We'll continue now with second reading of House Bill.
House Bill 1118, an act to revise the type of slot machines that may be owned or leased by the City of Deadwood.
House Bill 1118 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Nelson.
Mr. President. This bill may require a little more explanation, but 1118 asks you to approve a two-word amendment that has the potential to add between $400,000 and $500,000 to the state general fund without increasing a single fee or tax. When the voters of South Dakota approved limited gaming in Deadwood, the industry basically had one type of slot machine that accepted three different denominations of coin, either a dollar or a token, a quarter or a nickel. 20 years ago, many of us were here in Pierre working on the enabling legislation, and then there was a genuine fear that there would be too many token and quarter machines and not enough of the lower denomination nickel machines. So at that time, written into statute was a provision that the City of Deadwood would actually own but not operate 50 nickel slot machines. The rights to these machines were auctioned off on an annual basis, and the proceeds went to the city's marketing fund. Since 1995, the City of Deadwood has been capped as to the amount of money it can receive from gaming proceeds on all the taxes and fees. So now 70% of that money goes to the general fund, and 30% is split between Lawrence County, the communities in Lawrence County other than Deadwood, and the schools in Lawrence County. As technology changed, the demand for these nickel machines declined. Since the 5 cents was in statute, the newer, more popular penny machines were not available for auction, and so the bid price fell drastically. In 2002, the average auction price for these machines was just over $13,000 each, which resulted in about $456,000 coming to the state's general fund. In 2008, the average bid price was $850, so less than $30,000 came to the general fund. By passing this bill, we will allow the newer, more attractive penny machines into the mix, and it's anticipated that the auction price will again be very competitive and approach the 2002 average. Members of the Senate, I encourage you to vote yes on 1118. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on 1118? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of House Bill 1118 as your name is called. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Bray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howey?
Aye.
Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Pocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek Berry, Valley. Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 ayes, 2 nays, 1 excused.
House Bill 1118 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is deemed correct. Members of the Senate, the HEDOG Student Council is now with us. Senator Bradford asks we recognize Sheila Lucier, Montana Knife, Raymond Burningbreast, Carly Olson, John Neck, Joshua Ironshell, and their moderators, Andrew Hayes, Marion Kotz, and the principal, Deb Frazier. Boys, would you stand and be recognized? Welcome. We'll continue now with second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1270, an act to change the purpose of the Veterans Affairs Special Revenue Fund.
House Bill 1270 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Brown.
Mr. President, members of the body, it's my pleasure to bring to you today House Bill 1270. I'm actually really impressed at the process that went into the thinking of House Bill 1270. This is an example of identifying a concern and then finding an appropriate solution to that. House Bill 1270 attempts to use a fund that was established back in the 1940s and appropriated with general funds. That fund, the Veterans Special Reserve Fund, was designed to find programs to help our veterans, especially after World War II. The use of that fund over the years has been somewhat limited, and at this point, quite frankly, maybe not dealing with the highest priorities for our veterans. So you'll notice that this first bill, House Bill 1270, kind of needs to be taken in relation with the next two bills that we'll debate, which are House Bill 1025 and House Bill 1031. This provides the funding mechanism to allow those two bills to take place. Quite simply, what House Bill 1270 is going to do, it's going to take the remaining $120,000 in that fund and allow the administration to use that for higher priority programs that deal with veterans, including the gravestone marker program and a salary increase for our veteran service officers. I'd urge your favorable support for this important piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1270? Senator Bartling.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. I plan to resist this measure And it's not because I don't fully agree with the need for the next two bills that are coming up as far as the funding of those. However, when I do read the full content of the section of the law and what these funds have been used for in the past, I think they're still important to many of our veterans out there, and it may lead a void. Now, I do understand that, you know, this is a loan process that is given to veterans, and there is a high default rate of these loans on veterans. The maximum amount of loan, is my understanding, has been around $500, and it's to help them get going when they're trying to do some care for their dependents and any family members in their care. And so while I do understand the intent of the next two bills, I feel that by changing the purpose of this fund, and then, of course, the funding of the next two bills will deplete this fund, and eventually we're going to be finding ourselves in a situation of how are we going to fund the programs that are forthcoming. And so for that reason, I will resist this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Gillespie.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, I, too, cannot support this legislation. You know, we're talking about the last resort opportunity for some of our state's veterans who perhaps are finding themselves in financial straits. And, you know, I know it's easy to shift dollars when we're in a budget crisis, but I don't really think that this is an appropriate method, regardless of when the statute was originally enacted. I think the fund is used, and I understand, for relief from veterans that perhaps have no other opportunity to gain some financial assistance. You know, I don't know what the testimony was in committee, and perhaps any of you can enlighten me if you see so fit, but I wonder what kind of efforts were really used to try to collect the money and to impress upon the borrowers their requirement to pay back the money. And the reality is maybe they couldn't pay back the money. And, you know, under those circumstances, I would submit then there are sometimes needs to waive those obligations to repay. So for those reasons, I can't support this legislation. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Haverly?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, I am a veteran, and I can tell you that there's many, many local service organizations that stand by our veterans that not only would do away with the fact that it's a loan, but would give them money in the form of grants. You can't see this, but what this is a graph. Shows the cash balance of this particular fund. Starts at 1999, and originally this fund had $300,000 in it. They have a default rate of over 50% of these $500 loans. Now, I would submit to you that this isn't an effective way, even though they're $500, of helping our veterans. An effective way is to let them go to the local service organizations and get the money via grant or some other portion through citizen contributions and other veterans' contributions, which I happen to give of. That cash balance that I talked about in 1999 was $160,000. In 2007, it's just at what we're talking about now of about $130,000. That's because those are unpaid loans. Why do you want to put our veterans in the position of having to pay back money they can't? And even destroy their financial credibility more than it probably already is? I can stand for the veterans that I know, and I can tell you that this program that we're talking about taking and using for two other veteran programs is defunct. It is no longer of good use. So please support this bill and listen to the two next bills that will be funded with this program's money. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Hunstad?
I have a question for the sponsor of the bill.
State your question.
We just heard that this money has been going downhill fairly steeply since 1999. Could you tell me how long this fund will last if we choose to do what this bill proposes to do?
I'd be happy to. I think perhaps it sounds to me like there may be a little bit of misunderstanding here. If you take a look at the projections for this fund, and based on the two new uses that they would be identified for, the goal would be to draw out this fund over the next 3 to 5 years. thus giving the administration ample time to find another source of funding during those 3 to 5 years.
Senator Hunsett, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the answer, because I think you're about right. I mean, it is pretty bad that this fund has been pulled down as steeply as it has, but the truth is this fund will go to zero in a couple of years, ladies and gentlemen. You need to know that, because that's what will happen to it. This fund will be gone. There won't be anything left for any other purposes in 2 to 3 years. Thank you.
Does any member wish to speak before Senator Brown speaks again? Senator Brown?
I guess I'd just like to urge the body to use a little bit of levity here. Keep in mind that under this loan program, in this past year, it currently served a total of 67 veterans. Our veteran service officers provide an enormous resource to many thousands of veterans who come into this state. And their salaries right now, quite simply, have not kept up with the times. I guess I find it appalling that we would even question, given the sacrifice that some of these veterans have made, quite frankly, if anything, we should be looking at expanding these programs much more than what we're even talking about here in these two particular bills. Our state is one of the few states that does not even provide a state cemetery for our veterans. So to ask for a little bit of assistance in placing markers on the grave of the veterans who have served this country and state, I'm quite shocked that there would even be a question about this bill. Thank you.
Does any member wish to speak before Senator Gillespie speaks again? Senator Gillespie, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, what's happening on the floor now is an effort to place one side versus the other in terms of what is the valuable legislation and the valuable service. And I would submit that, yes, the plaques that are placed on monuments are very valuable, and it's very reflective on everyone that goes to one of our cemeteries to see those plaques on monuments. But it's also, I think, very important to serve our veterans who are in crisis and who apply to the division for emergency assistance. Emergency assistance, and that's specified in the statute. So to claim that it's appalling to oppose this legislation because there's not going to be an increase for veteran service officers, or there's not going to be additional opportunities for funding for the plaque, for placement of the plaque, is disappointing to me, because we're talking about opportunities for veterans to seek emergency funds. So really the real question is, how do we pay for it? So I guess the question you need to ask yourself is, are you appalled at how we're paying for it, or are you appalled at the repeal? Thank you.
Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I wasn't going to talk on this bill, but there's a million other funds that are being spent not as important as this. I happen to know that in the VFW in Sioux Falls and around the state, that veterans that can't afford to be buried get $250 from the government for a casket. And the veterans clubs in Sioux Falls make caskets out of plywood for our veterans. The people that fought in the wars to protect us, and we're buying them a plywood casket, and now we're concerned about buying them a grave marker? This is crazy. This thing should pass unanimously.
Senator Hunstead?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Excuse me, Senator Hunstead. Senator Hunhoff rose, and she has not yet spoken.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, I want to thank my colleague, Senator Gillespie, to bringing this to perspective. We are all very appreciative to our veterans. What came before us is a bill that was looking at a funding source. Now, the veterans organizations, they had input into the recommendation that was coming from the department. They've looked at the gamut of this program. You know that they are the advocates of our veterans. And so when the department brought this bill, I believed it was that the consensus that they said we had to look at how can we best meet, what are some priorities that are out there, and the other part, this fund was in existence and could it be better utilized. So if you've got the input of veterans organizations with the department, you know, what my value judgment is about that, to me, is irregardless. It's they're coming forth, they're asking us to do that, and I believe we're all trying to meet the intent and best interests of the veterans. Everyone that has spoken has said that. We're looking at it differently. What we're suggesting is that because they brought it forward, that they are asking us to support them in this effort as that they can continue with these other programs. Again, realignment of their priorities. We know that priorities change over the course of time. It's difficult not to mention the two bills that are following because that's what supports. So I'm going to ask you to please support the bill. Thank you.
Senator Bradford.
Well, I think what's wrong here is we got the bills in reverse order. We should have passed the bill raising the price to put those markers up. I know in the case of our Native American veterans, who, by the way, are the biggest percentage of veterans in the state of South Dakota, are our people. Now, the price to for $40 to lay that cement, that's fine. But the problem is we're talking about taking away the loan first and then going to talk about doing the markers. It should be vice versa. Then the veterans know we were going to do it no matter what. They deserve that much. Then we would decide whether we wanted to do away with the loan. Because right now we're using that as a pretext of where this, or the reason for doing this. And I think that it should be the other way around. Now, I'm gonna vote against this, first of all, and I mean second of all, probably a good percent of those loans that weren't paid back were probably made by some Native American veterans. And to me, man, I don't think we do enough for veterans. I don't care who they are. I don't care. I don't think we ought to even be quibbling about this loan. I think it ought to stay, and I think we ought to raise the markers, and I think we ought to do the other. And if we got a cut somewhere, let's find someplace besides our veterans. I mean, I think this bill should go down, and I think the other two should go up. Sorry, but that's how I feel.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Senator Hunstead speaks again? Senator Hunstead.
I apologize, Mr. President, before when you called on Senator Hunhoff.
No, I called your name by mistake, sir. Oh. I didn't see her up.
Oh, well, I'm getting so used
you
to it,
floor,
I
sir.
Didn't even notice, sir.
Go right
Thank
ahead.
Thank you. In fact, I'm mighty proud. I would like to say this. I absolutely agree with almost everything everyone has said here today, but I particularly agree with what Senator Bradford just got done saying. It really isn't that I'm against the next two bills. I think they both need to be passed. It just occurs to me that when you have a small loan program such as this one, that's like a last resort, that it seems reasonable to be there. And while I voted actually the other way in the committee, you know, I voted for this bill in committee, but I have since had a lot of contact with some of my veterans back home who just pleaded with me to not raid this last few dollars out of this fund. And so I would like you to vote against this bill and vote for the next two. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of House Bill 1270. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
No.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
No.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
No.
Howie.
Aye.
Unstead.
No.
Unhoff. Durstead.
No.
Klocek.
No.
Knutson.
Aye.
Maher. Merchant.
No.
Miles. Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
No.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Trebek-Berry. Valley. Mr. President, there are 21 ayes, 13 nays, 1 excused.
House Bill 1270 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed.
Mr. President.
Senator Knutson.
I give notice of my intent to reconsider.
All right, your intent, you must make that motion before the end of today, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. President, I was thinking that took two-thirds.
No, sir, it's a majority vote.
I will withdraw my notice.
All right. Very good.
Senate Bill 1025, or House Bill 1025, an act to revise the basic salary schedule for county veterans service officers.
House Bill 1025 has had its second reading, is now up for final consideration and earmarks. Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. House Bill 1025 is a proposal to increase the salary reimbursements to county and tribal veteran service officers by 25%. Position of the Veteran Service Officer is vital to our South Dakota veterans and their families. The Veteran Service Officer's work at the local level is one of acting as the initial point of contact for veterans and their families. Veteran Service Officers are county or tribal employees whose salary is paid by both county or tribe and the state government based on a formula driven by population. In FY09, 53 counties and 2 tribes participated in the salary supplemental program. The last time we addressed the salary reimbursement rate was in 1991. The good news is that we will not need any general funds, as you just heard in the last bill. The funds for the proposal in this bill will last an estimated 3 to 5 years based on the current rate of usage within this proposal. The rate increase today will totally come from a source known as the Veterans Special Revenue Fund, of which we just voted on. The total cost for this proposal will be $30,875, and again, will not use general funds. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this proposal is important on how we serve our South Dakota veterans and their families, and I ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1025? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1025. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
No.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
No.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
No.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Haverly. Heideprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Unstead,
aye.
Unhoff,
aye.
Durstead,
aye.
Klocek,
aye.
Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry, Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 1 nay, 1 excused.
House Bill 1025 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is deemed correct. Members of the Senate, I made an error when I remarked to Senator Knutson that if he gave notice of his intent to move for reconsideration, that he'd have to make that motion today. That's not true. For today, tomorrow, and the following day, you can make motions to reconsider and make that, or give notice and then make that motion the following day. It's the final 7 legislative days. You must make the motion or give notice and make the motion in the same day, and we aren't at that point yet. So I just want to clarify that was my mistake. We'll continue now with second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1031, an act to increase the maximum allowable expense for erecting certain veterans' grave markers and headstones.
House Bill 1031 has had its second reading. It is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Senate, House Bill 1031 is a proposal to increase the maximum allowable expense for erecting veterans' markers and headstones from $40 currently to $100. Actual headstones or markers come from the federal government and are requested by a family through the veteran service officer or funeral home. The expense of setting the headstone or markers paid by the state. The current reimbursement rate is $40 an hour, an amount which has not been changed since 1986. Inflationary increases have risen to the point where $100 is closer to the average actual cost. The Veterans Grave Marker and Headstone Program is an excellent benefit, especially when considering that South Dakota does not have a state veterans cemetery, as mentioned earlier. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I ask for your support of this bill and pass House Bill 1031. Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1031. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein? Ollers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant? Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff? Jurstead? Klocek?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles? Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason, Trebek-Berry, Valley. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
House Bill 1031 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1033, an act to make an appropriation for the construction of an addition to the admissions area of the George S. Mickelson Center for the Neurosciences at the Human Services Center.
House Bill 1033 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, this is in my territory. You should have had passed out a pictorial diagram that is showing the proposal for the addition. And I just want to alert you to the existing area is that little gray area, and the planned expansion is in the yellow area. What we're talking about is that over the course of the past 12 years since that center has been open, we have seen an increase in admissions of over 66%, which is over 2,000 patients annually. And if you combine that with discharges, we're talking over 4,000 people passing through that little gray area. Now, the issue at hand is this. When you come through an admission process, you are put in that little room. You have adolescents as young as 11. You have elderly individuals, and unfortunately, we also have those individuals that are being psychiatrically evaluated for crimes of murder. And so you're all packed together in one room. Certainly not a safe condition or an environment for those people that are waiting. In addition, we're talking about HIPAA. We're all familiar with HIPAA. You go to your medical provider, your dentist, whoever, and you cannot share any medical information. Well, if you're in that little room and you're waiting there to be admitted, you cannot but overhear what kind of questions are being asked and hearing a psych history of an individual, which is a violation, which we want to prevent. Finally, we talk about the safety of the staff in this kind of environment in that small gray area. You know, I believe it said that there are over 70% of the admissions are involuntary. If you understand that means, you don't want to be admitted to that organization or to that facility. And so sometimes behaviors are such that you physically demonstrate you don't want to be there. And so you have to provide some kind of security and safety for the people that are there. The intent of this bill is to provide funding. The funding would come from other funds. Over the course of years, since the inception of the prescription Part D Medicare program, anyone that's dual eligible, which means they're both Medicare and Medicaid, some additional dollars flow in that for the prescription drugs that don't have to be used, and it's in this other fund. We can currently utilize those dollars. It's a one-time account, so it is not general fund dollars. I'm asking you to support this bill because we are certainly looking at, number one, protecting the individuals that are participating in the HSC program. Secondly, we've got a security issue that we have a safe environment both for the patients that are there and the employees. If you have any questions, I'd stand by. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks or any questions? Senator Klochek.
Mr. President, this is down in my neck of the woods also, and I too rise in support of this legislation. Well, let's go back, and way back to the beginning of our statehood and the early part of the century, and the Mead Building and all those buildings were put there. And then in the middle of the century, there was a building, and we affectionately call it the White House, and that was going to replace all these other buildings. It was state-of-the-art. And then I was there at the signing of the new buildings, the new facilities that we now have. And that was supposed to be state-of-the-art and replace that set of buildings. So we are now on, ladies and gentlemen, the Senate, the third set of buildings. And at the time of it, the admissions was supposed to be state-of-the-art and everything, and now we have changing times, changing conditions, and I do support this section of the bill that proposes the admission addition of 4,000 square feet. And I want to thank the good overseer of the site of the Human Services Center. They did do some work with the Mead Building. They did give it back to the Historic Society there in Yankton to try to utilize some of those old buildings. The rest of those old buildings, ladies and gentlemen, the Senate, not just in Yankton, but throughout the state, are sitting empty, and they're not being utilized. They're not being retrofitted, and the solution that's offered is to tear them down and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions to tear them down. So we do support this. This is greatly needed. But we should remember we have another concern out there, and we need to make some use of our good historic buildings, not just in Yankton at the Human Services Center, but throughout the state of South Dakota. With that, I would please ask that you support this legislation. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1033? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1033. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. A two-thirds affirmative vote is required for passage because of the appropriations nature of the bill. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster? Frisley?
Aye.
Gant? Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Howie,
Unstead,
aye.
Unhoff,
aye.
Jerstead, Klochek,
aye.
Knudsen,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Trebek-Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Abdullah. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
House Bill 1033 has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1048, an act to increase the transfer from the Water and Environment Fund and increase the solid waste management fee, mining license and permit fees, water right filing and permit application fees, and well driller and pump installer license fees, all of which are deposited in the Environment and Natural Resources Fee Fund.
House Bill 1048 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Nostrup.
Thank you, Mr. President.
If you were listening, the title describes what it does. It's a very long title. This is an agency bill brought to the Appropriation Committee by the Department of Natural Resources, and they look back at some of the fees that they have not adjusted in the last 30 or 40 years and made adjustments to attempt to cover some of their costs but not all of their costs in doing some of the regulations in terms of supervision of these permits. Some of the permits are solid waste, gravel pits, coal mines, gold mines, uranium mines, water rights, and it's what it does is it raises $420,000 that allows us to not go to the general fund and request that money from the general fund. So it's helps with the budget situation, and believe it's a reasonable and fair fees. With this, I'd ask for your support. Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the body.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of House Bill 1048. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Alstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
No.
Bartling?
No.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Darnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
No.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
No.
Haverly? Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, excuse me, ma'am, I didn't, no, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Norstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek Berry, Valley, Senator Gant votes no. Mr. President, there are 21 ayes, 13 nays, one excused.
House Bill 1048 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1069, an act to increase certain fees charged by the Office of the Secretary of State.
House Bill 1069 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, I'm here one more time to ask you to increase certain fees that are charged by the Office of the Secretary of State. I realize we've been asking for fee increases, but we also have to look at the last time we've done this and also for the coverage of the services. You know, even though that these fees go to corporations whatsoever, those corporations are benefiting and have costs attributed to the state. They're involved in licensing, registration, oversight in those areas. So it's actually paying for services that are being provided by other departments. This increases a broad base of fees. The last time we adjusted fees for Summit was in 1997 and also in 2003. So typically it's been about every 6 years. Passage of this bill will generate approximately $1 million of new ongoing general fund revenue. This bill is figured into the fiscal year 10 budget. If we don't pass this, we'll have to find other alternatives. Looked at rates when they did the adjustments across the region. We are comparable. We also have to bear in mind that other states have other charges that we currently do not have. South Dakota and Wyoming do not have a state income tax as other neighbors do. Sales tax, North Dakota is 5%, Iowa is 5%, Nebraska is 5.5%, Wyoming is 4%, Montana has none. And South Dakota and Wyoming do not have a corporate income tax. There's been a lot of discussion going on. We're hoping that this will certainly help not only the Secretary of State's office, but it will also help other departments. This new fee, the amounts that were arrived were by a combination of the CPI since the last change and looking at what the standards are in the business industry. This interest groups that are going to be impacted by this bill were contacted in November in order to make them aware of the changes. I would ask for your support on this bill. Thank you.
Senator Nesselhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I'm going to oppose this bill today for a couple of reasons. And I have supported most of the fee increases we've seen so far this year because it basically was made clear to me that those fees were needed to support the department that was assessing the fee. In this case, that's not the case in this bill. This is going to the general fund. That, folks, is a tax. This is, in essence, a tax increase. As soon as that fee goes to the general fund to support other areas of government, that's what we're doing. Now, we heard why it is that these fees need to go up. It's because they haven't gone up in a few years. That, to me, is not justification for bringing a fee increase. We just had in the Commerce Committee and on this floor a bill to allow for electronic filings in the Secretary of State's office. That was done to save money there. I think that's probably the appropriate way to go right now. Let that work for a year or so. Come back when we need these fees to generate the revenue so that the Secretary of State's office can do their job better. I think that's when fees should be increased, not in cases simply to basically to disguise a tax and increase money for the general fund. So I would ask you to oppose this bill.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Does any member wish to speak before Senator Hunhoff speaks a second time? Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, I would agree with you. You pay for that department for the expenses. But if you run a business, there are other expenses that are non-revenue generating departments. And so when you run your business, you look at what are the revenue generators, what is the cost for operation, and how do I support those non-operational or non-revenue generating portions. Unfortunately, in state government, we do have departments that are not, or we have not increased fees on everything this year. There are those departments that are still not supporting their efforts and still relying upon the general fund. So what you're trying to do is you look, how can I spread out these costs, these fee increases, so that I can cover more areas. Now, in essence, as I said in my first remarks, when you think about a corporation that are paying this fee, not only is the Secretary of State providing that service, but if I am a corporation that owns a restaurant, I'll use that as an example. I've got the Department of Health that comes out. And I know we've done some increases there, but there's work that they have to do. We're not covering all those costs. If I'm a bank, I've got auditors that are coming in. I've got reports that I have to do. How do I pay those? Those are the costs that we're looking at. So if we want to, in totality, say, only generate revenue to cover the expenses of the department, then we're going to have to look at other departments in the state government, and I guess we'll have to do without them, and I'm certainly going look for input. Who are we going to cut? I mean, let's look at LRC. Who's going to take care of the business for us if we don't have LRC? I mean, are we going to go out and say, LRC, you start charging for your services? Are we going to bill each other here? Am I now going to get a fee for utilizing LRC staff? So again, I'm asking you to look at the bigger picture. We're trying to be fair about this, but we do need the revenue to support all operations of the state. I'd ask for your support. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Heideprim.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Just to make some countering remarks to my friend, the senator from Yankton County, this, I believe, is a part of the package that was $4.5 million in fee increases that the governor had proposed back before we had a stimulus package before us. I don't think that the need is nearly as urgent. And in fact, in response to my friend, the senator from Yankton County, we do obtain those resources to run the programs. We do it from the general fund, a combination of general fund and some of these fees, which then go back into the general fund to replenish it. I don't know that you can make the claim that this is a direct user fee in the same sense as other fees that we've approved. I tend to take the same view as Senator Nesselhoff that this is just one of those areas where we don't need to increase fees. There is not a demonstrated need for the fee increase, and there are available resources elsewhere, and those are through the general funds. So I'd urge a no vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
Mr. President?
Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would encourage the body to vote yes on this bill. Again, we sit here with basically a $95 million gap between our ongoing revenues versus our ongoing expenses before we act on various bills in our budget this year. We know that the stimulus package, while it is going to assist us in getting through the remainder of fiscal year 2009 and then fiscal years 2010 and 2011, we know it is not a source of long-term revenue. It's going to give us time to continue to operate our government at levels needed to provide services to our citizens over the next 2.5 years, and hopefully our revenues will increase during that time frame. But we still need to make these hard decisions. This is a bill that generates approximately $1.1 million. That's maybe a small number in comparison to a $95 million gap, but we need to make these steps. As Senator Hunoff has indicated, this is a reasonable increase based upon the time that has passed since the last time we've looked at these fees. That's reasonable compared to what our neighbors are doing. And I think it is important that we take steps forward this year, both on the revenue-raising side, which we've done in several cases already, and on the budget reduction or cost-cutting side, which we'll get to as we ultimately receive a general appropriations bill. But I would urge the body to take the positive step of passing House Bill 1033.
Further remarks on House Bill 1069? Senator Klochek.
Mr. President, I'm members of the body. I rise in opposition to this fee increase. I'm very concerned. Our average citizens in South Dakota are just trying to struggle and get by, and time again we come up here and we don't have an income tax like Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota to count on, and what do? We give them a fee increase somewhere along the line, and we just keep doing it and doing it. I think with the stimulus package, which does not require a state match, we were at meetings yesterday in the transportation committee. The House Transportation had a subcommittee met. I got to have the honor to sit in on that, and there's no matching money required on a lot of these programs from our federal government. Instead of raising fees, I think we should spend our time maybe doing a resolution or something to Congress thanking them for the money that we're getting now instead. But I do plan to oppose this and ask the body to do the same. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of House Bill 1069. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein. Ahlers. Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Brisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Gerstead, Klochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Norstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Deason, Trebek Berry, Valley, Senator Bradford.
Mr. President, there are 19 ayes, 15 nays, one excused.
House Bill 1069 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1173, an act to appropriate money for the Northern Crops Institute.
House Bill 1173 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Bartling.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the body.
House Bill 1173 is to appropriate $25,000 to the Department of Agriculture so that they may, in a form of a grant, give that amount of money to the Northern Crops Institute. If you're not familiar with the NCC, it is located on the campus of North Dakota State University, and it serves the neighboring states around us, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and I believe Montana is also involved in this. The $25,000 appropriation is actually less than the last number of years of appropriations. We've been normally giving about $50,000. However, in efforts to hold the line and to be conservative with budget restraints, it has been agreed to keep it at a $25,000 level. And they will be working with the commodity groups from around the state to hopefully bring that those funds back up from South Dakota. The annual budget for the NCI is about $1.1 million, and so our $25,000 contribution is minimal for the support that is given to the number one industry in South Dakota, and that is agriculture. The Institute welcomes individuals from all over the world, especially our Asian countries, and helping them to understand the value of wheat and what that means for their diet and how it can become a healthier nation. And they also help in the method of teaching them how to procure in the market so that they can buy wheat from the United States as well as other products from our country. And so I hope that we could continue to support the NCI in this minimal appropriation and come back next year with support from other commodity groups as well as our own state general fund in this very important piece for agriculture in South Dakota. I ask for your support today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is, House Bill 1173, as an appropriation, a two-thirds affirmative vote is required for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Aye. Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heideprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff, Jurstead, Klochek, Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
Teason,
Trebek Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Klochek.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
House Bill 1173 has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is deemed correct. Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, at this time I would ask that we defer the balance of our calendar. There is a presentation from the Council of State Governments with regard to the stimulus package that starts at 3:30 in room 414. It's now getting close to that 3:30 time. I know our calendar tomorrow is quite light, and so I think it would be appropriate to move the balance of today's calendar to tomorrow.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor of deferring the balance of the calendar until tomorrow, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion carried. Are there any announcements? Senator Abdullah and then Senator Jurstead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a notice to any persons wanting to give testimony on House Bill 1153. It was deferred this morning until Friday, but it's been changed. It's deferred till this Thursday. This Thursday at 7:45 in the Senate Judiciary. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Jurstead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just reminding all of you about the basketball game tomorrow night, and then the practice will start immediately following our CSG presentation this afternoon. It's going to be out in the area out there, we'll be running stairs and then heaving basketballs up over the balconies. And then this is a very important part. The cheerleading squad will be led by Senators Haverly and Howie.
Further announcements, Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Catacomb Caucus, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock in the Governor's Large Conference Room. Again, Catacomb Caucus.
Senator Adelstein.
There will be no Health and Human Service Committee tomorrow. And in addition, I wanted you to all notice the Senator from Lincoln County's royal colored tie. You must know that only one of us in this room are entitled to the royalty, and it isn't him.
Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Thank you. Senator Hunhaw.
Thank you. Senate Appropriations tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Senator Tom Nelson.
Mr. President, Senate Taxation tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, 7:45.
Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I just want you to know the Senator from Rapid City, I would never dress like that.
Senator Olson, do you have an announcement, sir? No. I have one announcement. The conference committee meeting on House Bill 1086 is set for Tuesday at 4 p.m. in room 464. And that bill, could you give me the bill name? Someone at the front desk. 1086. On the bill log.
Mr. President, while we have a moment, again, I would remind people in room 414 at 3:30, so essentially right after we adjourn, will be this information on the stimulus package from the Council of State Governments.
All right. The conference committee next Tuesday at 4 p.m. is on House Bill 1026, an act to provide for and require the attachment of an affidavit in certain garnishment proceedings. Today at 4 p.m. in room 464. Today at 4 p.m. And those members are Abdallah, Teason, and Gillespie. Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Mr. President, the Reed Subcommittee of the Joint Appropriations Committee will meet at 4 o'clock in LCR 1.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Peterson moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried. We're adjourned.